certainly enjoyed that which has gone before. Wholeheartedly, amen, everything. I hope we heard that. I hope we understand that. And I hope to continue to meditate and study that point and consider it. It was very edifying, a very edifying message to me. I love to hear about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I love to know that He was and He is the Son of God. And that our whole doctrine of predestination is about the Father and the Son and the relationship that they had from before the foundation of the world, because Ephesians 1 ascribes, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. You see, just as God gave to Adam a bride from his bones, from his rib, and Adam said, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. You see, God, He created the woman for the man, from the man. See, we were given to Christ after Christ was. He was already the Son of God, and God put us in Him because He was His Son. I appreciate that message. I appreciate hearing that. I want to preach about that same word that Brother Craig preached about. Physically, I'm a long ways from home, but I don't feel a long ways from home. I know a lot of the people here. I believe that we're brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Amen. I feel like this is a family, and I appreciate the hospitality by the Dyers. It's very warm, and all the warmth that we have experienced when we've gotten here. So I appreciate that. But coming here, I don't want to introduce anything new. I don't want to bring up something that you haven't heard before. And Brother Craig hasn't brought up anything I haven't heard before and I didn't already believe, but I was glad to hear it. The gospel brings glad things to our minds. We're glad to hear it, and I was glad to understand that. I believe that, before he got up here, I thought about how I don't deserve to hear the gospel. I came this morning looking forward to hearing the gospel. And hopefully we continue to hear the gospel, and how I don't deserve to hear the gospel. Hearing the truth, hearing the gospel, hearing the love that God has for us proclaimed to us, and feeling the assurance of the Holy Spirit attend that message so that we can be drawn closer to Him and have fellowship with Him here in this time, in this place. That's a blessing. That's grace. That's something that I don't deserve. And we ask for it, and we beg for it, and we've prayed for it, and I hope you continue to be praying for it. But it is something that is so much better than I deserve. But it's to God's good pleasure that He draws us to Him, and that we can walk in fellowship and have assurance in His promises and His love for us in this time world. Same way for the disciples. I think that they felt that they were blessed to have the Lord of glory teaching them, to hearing the doctrine come from the eternal Son of God Himself. As he read John chapter 1, verse 14, he said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father." You see, there were other people that had seen Him with natural eyes, but they didn't see that. They couldn't say with John that we beheld Him and His glory. The glory that He had, He didn't have a physical manifestation of His glory for most. Only Peter, James, and John for a very short while saw Him revealed in some of His glory. But I believe that John is talking about while they were walking through this low ground of sin and sorrow with their Lord, they were able to look at Jesus as a carpenter, as the Son of Man, and they were able to see Him in His glory. They were able to see His glory through the understanding they had. That's faith. They were able to see that glory through an eye of faith that they had. Please pray for us that we have some settlement of mind. I want to go to Hebrews chapter 2. And this word of God that John beheld and told us that he had glory of the only begotten Son, he gave them the doctrine. He gave them the truth and taught them. And then in Hebrews chapter 2, we read, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. I've been looking forward to this weekend. I've been looking forward to this meeting and hearing and being under the sound of God's preachers, the preachers of His glorious gospel, because I need to be reminded of these things. I need to hear them again. I need to hear different people preach them. And why? Because we've received it from the God of glory Himself, the only begotten of the Father. And these things have been taught to them, and they've been taught to us, and we're hearing the truths that Jesus Christ delivered to His disciples. And they told us that we ought to give the more earnest heed to these things. We need to pay attention to them. We need to be careful with them. We need to be able to distinguish what's right and what's wrong in them. We need to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. I'm a leaking vessel. I have a terrible memory. I can forget people that I've seen and I've met, and I've, and my wife has always reminded me about this thing that we did a year ago or 7 years ago or whatever it is. And I've let it slip. I've forgotten about it. I don't want that to happen with the gospel. I don't want that to happen with the gospel of grace that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God, like we just heard Brother Craig so ably proclaim to us. That's good news to me. That's a good thing for me to take heed to and to remember, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and obedience received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them? The word spoken by angels was steadfast. The law is good. The Old Testament ceremony pointed to Jesus Christ. It was good. But later in this book, we're going to read where he says, but the law made nothing perfect. The law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. When Jesus Christ was made flesh, he came and he brought a better hope. He went to the cross for us. He paid for our sins. He finished the work that God gave him to do. And that will that God gave him to do was from all eternity. And that's a better hope. That's a better hope than that law, which had a remembrance of sins year after year. That was a better hope because it was the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son, in whom He is well pleased. He said He had no pleasure in the blood of bulls and goats. Those things that they offered under the law could never take away sins. You see, what He had pleasure in was that of His own Son. He said, this is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And therefore, it said that it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. That's what was required to fulfill His will. And His will was for us to be with Him, together with Him. As He prayed, John 17, as He said, His work was completed. And He prayed that we would also be one with Him, to be with Him where He is going, where He is. That we would be one in Him as the Son is in the Father. That's my hope. That's my hope, and I believe that that's going to happen because God promised it. And God is faithful that makes promises. And I put my hope and my assurance based upon that faith, the words that God has spoken to us. And I don't want to forget it. I don't want to forget it. I want to take heed to it and not let them slip. We have a better hope. Our hope is based on the finished work of Jesus Christ. He's the one that fulfilled the law. He was made under the law. He gave that law. He's the one that was there to Moses and told him what to write. He told him, I am the God that delivered thee from Egypt. And said, therefore, thou shalt have no other gods before thee. That was the Son of God. That was the Word of God that was talking to him. And he came down and he went under that law that he gave. That he did. There was no obligation outside of his own will, his own pleasure, and his own love that he loved us. Just beside that, he was rich in mercy. He was rich in mercy and he loved us. That's the only thing that brought him down here and held him to that promise that he had made. That's a better hope. Yeah. We have a better hope. So how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Let's not neglect it. Yeah. Let's take heed to it. Let's give an earnest heed. Let's pray Amen. That the Lord blesses his servants to deliver that gospel to us. In power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. That's who we need. That's who we rely on. I believe that it is the Holy Spirit that we stand helpless. I'm so thankful to understand the truth of the gospel. Yeah. How that it reaches down to dead sinners like me. I was dead in trespasses and sins. I am no better than anybody else that's ever come in this world. I'm no better. I am dead in trespasses and sins, yet God, but Jesus, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, he hath quickened us together with Jesus and made us sit together in heavenly places. We are represented in Jesus Christ, and he ever lives to make intercession for us in heavenly places before God the Father. That's my hope. That's my joy. And I hope that we continue to be praying for Brother Ricky to come and deliver that glorious gospel to us.